It is Wednesday morning. We bring in County Councilwoman Marty Hawk for her weekly Wednesday visit. Marty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Well, it's not raining over here today, so I think I'm just in a pretty good frame of mind.
Yeah,
I'm tired of the rain.
Well, and it sounds like you're part of the county. We didn't hear anything, and no news is good news because Ellettsville has had some flooding issues in the past, especially in the downtown. So that was good that it missed, but our friends in Brown County and Bartholomew County, not as fortunate as they were dumped on yesterday, and same with Bloomington.
That's true. But just right around the corner from me, a huge tree came down and tore up two vehicles right in front of their house. So it did come through here pretty strong.
And remember, if there was a garage over those vehicles, it would have damaged a garage and two vehicles.
Right,
and
there was no one in the vehicle.
So that's a positive.
Right.
Okay, so Marty, we've had a lot of things going on in the news here. I don't know if you heard us lead into this, but we were talking about Martha's House, and we saw that they had donated, that the county council decided to donate $15,000 to Martha's House. So what happened there?
We were told that for certain the city would put at least the $13,000 plus that they had left over out of their Jack Hopkins fund, which is their
social services
funding, and that they felt confident that it would be at least that, and that they hoped to do more to at least match what the county had. Now, there was some consideration of putting on the floor a vote that said that the county would give up to $15,000 that would match whatever the city did. But I think at the end of the day, there was that consideration that we had enough of the county, of the city council members there to speak in favor of doing this and saying that they would work toward putting at least matching what we were going to do, that it was not necessary to include that in a motion. What I wanted to remind them, and I see it wasn't covered in the article, is that the county stepped up to the plate many years ago to say that what we felt the most important thing to do for providing shelter was for our youth. And so we have, as a county, provided a youth shelter for many, many years. And I think if you go throughout the state, you'll see very few youth shelters that are provided with local government tax dollars. And when I say local government tax dollars, we all know that's the tax dollars we tax the people who live in this county. And so we feel like that the community needs to remember the county and the county taxpayers are paying for a shelter, and we just determined that providing a shelter for the youth was what the direction of the county wanted to go. Now, it may very well be that there will be some consideration of the county being a long-term participant of covering this shelter.
Well, that was going to be my question for you. Is this original payment a one-time deal so they can just to bridge the gap, so to speak?
Well, that's what it originally was presented, but during this conversation back and forth between the city and county, it seemed to me like there might be some consideration of long-term support. And I just hope everyone understands, we haven't asked for long-term support for our youth shelter from the city. So it would seem to me we have to look at the overall budgeting and
would it be quid pro quo then? If you give us that one, we'll give you this one.
Well, it just
is that how the game works?
Makes sense, really. I'm just saying. I think the county pretty much has their hands full with what we are doing now.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking. I mean, the amount of money that's in the county coffers compared to the city is just—it's absurd.
Well, and we also have to remember that the city pays their employees very well, And many times we hear from our employees or from our elected officials, look, we're not paying as much as the city pays.
Okay.
And yet every time we get ready to negotiate with the city, you know, they want us to meet them equally or in some sort of proportionate share. And I just want to remind everyone that we have the responsibility and the obligation to provide services that the county is responsible for, such as the jail and the courts and all kinds of things that we have an obligation to do, that we don't always have those deep pockets that the city has.
Our guest this morning is County Councilwoman Marty Hawk. She checks in with us every Wednesday just after 8:05. And another story that's been hanging around is the Solid Waste Management District. I can't remember how many names it has, but it seems like it has a different plan of attack on how it's going to do MRFs. And I don't know. What are we talking about?
Oh, my gosh. That whole thing is just
Where's
absurd.
The building? Where are we going to build the building? Do we need trucks? Do we need to lease trucks? Do we need to buy trucks? Are we making any money? Are we not making any money? Marty, can you help sort us out on this moving forward?
Right. Well, let's talk about.
Let me get my crayon out so I can keep.
Let me get my family tree drawn here
so I can figure this out.
Right, and remember that the people making this decision, at the end of the day, we have people on the Solid Waste District Board that represents the city. That they have one representative from Ellettsville, and actually the county has the majority vote on that Solid Waste District. You've got all three county commissioners and one county council person, which puts it four members of the county. But they don't always agree, and they certainly do not agree on this particular thing. But then after that happens, then that has to come forward to the county council, and the county council has the binding authority on this budget. You might recall I did not vote in favor of what was going on with this budget because I have thought from the beginning it didn't make a lot of sense to take all the recyclables from all of the different recycling stations that we have in the county and move it over to another recycling station in the county.
And then move it again.
What's the thought benefit behind that?
Well, there were those who thought that, well, who the people who were picking up our recyclables at the different recycling stations was not taking them to be recycled, that maybe they were just dumping them some, you know what,
in trash,
wherever. So
in landfills.
They then thought, well, we better have our own recycling station and not have these other trucks doing it.
Because we do it better, we're more thorough, we keep a better
eye on
it.
We're going to make sure it's going to really get recycled glass. That was their point.
Okay. Right, and that there were those who thought, well, we could make some money off of this, and that's really a
pie in the sky.
So not that maybe some year, some decade, some century that might not be the case, but certainly does not appear to be the case now. However, here's the way it moved forward was it was those who thought, well, we'll save money and we won't pay a contractor to do this. We'll just sort of bid this out. And they ended up, Solid Waste District, ended up buying the materials to build the building. So now that's already bought and sitting there.
So somebody approved that?
Rusting.
And then they couldn't get, the Solid Waste District Board approved buying the materials, but they didn't have anyone to build. They didn't have anyone to put the,
building
the materials together to build the building.
It's kind of like an erector set.
So then they started trying to get bids to do that, was having trouble getting bids to do that. Well, now they come forward. Now they finally got a bid. They pretty much feel obligated to pay for someone to build the building. They've got the material setting there, so they did that. But then there were members of that Solid Waste District Board that said, okay, we're going to have the building, but we do not necessarily believe that it's still going to be operating 5 years from now if it's not successful. And why should we sign on a long-term lease contract for all of these trucks to be trucking things back and forth And so they wouldn't, a majority of them would not agree to do the long-term lease for these trucks to be moving.
The Solid Waste District wanted to lease these trucks for 5 years. They had two trucks that they wanted to lease for five years.
So, and that would be a huge investment. And so while I don't always agree with the mayor, sometimes I do and sometimes I don't, I think he was right on this one in saying there's no guarantee this will work. So he didn't want to put us into a long-term obligation to pay for this. And I have not heard yet that IU is going to be a part of this recycling effort to take to our station, nor have I heard that the city is going to be a participant.
Actually, Marty, I watched the Solid Waste District meeting, and there was a direct statement from the mayor. He said the city is not going to participate in this, and he said at this moment that IU was not going to participate.
But this is such a good idea. Why don't they?
And that, well, because I don't believe they think it is a good idea. And yes, that's what I was alluding to. I hated to quote them because I didn't have it right here in front of me. But until they get on board, this just makes very little sense to me.
Well,
but
I think that's the interesting point then. If they're going to build this building and you have the materials to build the building, what's so hard about getting on board?
Well, they must not believe it is really going to work. Now, here's the other thing I'd want you to think about. We're all going to be paying for this, even though the majority will not be using it. Because if the city doesn't use it, and if the IU doesn't use it, and for most of the neighborhoods in the county, neighborhoods, most of them will not be using it.
I'm going to ask you a very strange question because it has to do with exactly what you're bringing up. If the city's not using it and IU's not using it, they send their recycle somewhere else. So we're going to have multiple.
Republic, I believe.
So they
have a contract with Republic.
So that's what everybody uses right now, and we're trying to do it better our way.
Yes.
That's the whole genesis behind this. The county thinks they're better at taking care of trash than, say, an independent business that does that for a living.
That's correct.
In this group
of people we're talking about, not the county in general, but in the Solid Waste District, they believe that is true.
I'm stuck right there. The Solid Waste District exists because we don't want to contract this out to people that do it for a living. We want to have government trash.
We have a Solid Waste District that's responsible for doing such as this, but does not mean that they have to literally be the hands-on person who has recycling stations. And we also have to remember, I've thought about this the other day, if they really believe it's more environmentally safe to have all of the citizens of this county run their trash over to the recycling stations throughout the county, put our trash in the car, take it by in the orange bags and put it in there, everyone, all of these people, rather than to have a big truck come in front of our house and pick up our trash, as they do every week throughout this county, that the county neighborhoods have, and it's private trash haulers. If every one of us put that trash in our car,
you'd drive more than a truck would.
Can you imagine what? Talk about the lineup in all of these places.
Instead of one car going through a neighborhood with 100 cars, you'd have 100 cars going to the recycling center.
Right. It makes no logical sense whatsoever.
So the environmental value of that is kind of different.
It seems to me they didn't take that into consideration.
Feet print.
And in the meantime, we're all paying for our private trash haulers every month. And remember, we cannot by law force those private trash haulers to bring to the county the recyclables.
So they could just tell us to go fly a kite.
They're going to go take it to wherever their business.
So is the angle on this that we see how much Republic or whoever Monster Trash is making on recyclables, and we want to get in that game and make some money? I don't understand why. So the environmental angle is interesting, but everybody does it for money. What's the money reason for doing this?
Well,
the price of recycling is $10 up to $40 a pound
glass,
now?
Glass, if you believe that what's going on is that none of the recycling being done by these other haulers is going to anywhere but a landfill, and you firmly believe that things should be recycled and
recycled on top of the recycling?
Well, they claim it's not being recycled. Okay. That's the whole
point. So I sort my trash, give it to them. They're going to make sure my sorted trash goes to where it should go.
That's right.
And then when I give my sorted trash to somebody else, it goes to somewhere else.
They claim it goes to landfills.
Okay.
And
so how much money are they going to make out of this, Marty? Because they're not doing this out of the goodness of their heart.
Actually, they're thinking if they're going to break even to maybe making some money.
So breaking even is going to be that's what we shoot for these days?
Well, what were really our goal for the Solid Waste District and our goal for the county is to reduce the amount of trash that go. We reduce, reuse, recycle. And so those of us who believe that is something that we should do, we should be doing in our own private home. We reduce the amount of waste that we're putting to the trash. We reuse what we can, or rather than throwing it away, if it's something that's reusable, we take it to, the Goodwill to wherever. And so we want to make sure we reuse it and recycle it. And many of us in the county who still get hard copy of the newspaper, they save those, and once a month might take their newspapers, once every 2 months or something, to the recycling place. And I understand the need for recycling.
That's not the angle. The angle is not why we should recycle. Everybody gets that. There's concrete proof. There is so much proof that this is happening wrongly that the city and the university won't get behind it.
Well, you understand. I think that there's something else behind this.
Well, I know. That's why I'm trying to figure out what it is.
Right. I'm just saying that it makes no sense to tax everyone throughout the county to go and take all the recyclables that's already been put together in all these different recycling stations and
shuffle them around.
And then shuffle them off to another recycling station just so that we can keep an eye on it from there to there. Why not hold the feet to the fire of the people who are picking up our recyclables and say, now look.
We'll get somebody else to do it. We think you're doing it wrong. It's a business deal.
Maybe they thought they tried that and it didn't work.
Okay. I don't know. And that's why we have you on. I'm not saying you speak for the Solid Waste District. Don't get me wrong. And I don't mean to lead you in that direction. But you're here to ask, and that's all I've got.
Right. Now. And I'll answer to the extent that I can. I know that we have a lot of people.
Well, you got to pay for it. That's
the
key.
Who work really hard and they really believe in their mission, and I'm grateful for that. But let me assure you that our mission ought not to be to try to grow government services.
No, I agree with that 100%.
To provide those services the most cost-effective as well as result-effective way that we can.
And things that are slam dunks obviously aren't slam dunks, so let's quit hammering a square peg into a round hole and then telling us it works.
And now we're going to build this building. So now we've got the materials to build the building, and now we have a contractor to build the building, and it's going to already cost us so much more than what we were told it was going to.
Who manages the building? Who upkeeps the building? Who does all that?
Well,
is that factored into that too?
That's the Solid Waste District, but
you've got to watch that meeting, Glass. You've got to watch that meeting. If you don't watch any other city county meeting the whole year long, you've got to watch that meeting because it's,
I don't know if that's good for my health.
It started off that they could only find one contractor who was going to put that building up for almost $190,000, and now they have somebody who will put it up for $45,000.
You wonder who's leading the way. Who is a ringmaster here? Because it sounds like a circus, I'm telling you.
You are correct, Marty. You are totally correct. It is just one of the most uncomprehensible things I've watched in a long time. And I mean, when Dave told me about this meeting and he told me to watch it, I was just in awe. Because it is just everything, in my opinion, that is wrong with growing and getting government bigger and having people who have no business being contractors, etc., being involved.
And there you go.
And there you have it. Marty, that's another Wednesday in the books for us. Good job as always. We appreciate it. And we'll talk to you next week, which will be the 22nd day of July.
Thank you.